Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. U.S. Wheat Associates Director of Communications Ralph Lose says that consumer tastes and needs in Japan, South Korea, and Taiwan are changing due to aging populations.
So they're very interested in new developments in wheat foods. You know, what can we produce? And that's where U.S. Wheat also helps out in those markets. You know, sharing new ideas, new breads, noodles, you know, huge noodle markets. And so they are really curious about, you know, their customers. How are they going to use U.S. wheat to produce, you know, end products, we call them, baked goods, wheat foods. How are they going to develop these new products for their aging societies and their consumers?
Lose says that consumer needs are shifting quickly, particularly in Taiwan and Japan, and U.S. flour millers are trying to determine where to put resources to develop end products for these consumers. Millers and representatives of the North Asian countries will be meeting more often to work on solutions and ideas. One other note, he points out that these three countries, once again we're talking about Japan, South Korea, and Taiwan, make up about 20% of all U.S. wheat export purchases.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.